Recording.
Hey, who's
look at us recording the podcast?
Who's
now
the host on SNL this week?
Now recording on what?
Who's the SNL this week? I saw.
Is it new again?
Yeah, this week's supposed to be new.
I thought so, but I didn't see who was the host or the music. You don't know.
I haven't investigated because I am going to be away and I will not get to see it.
All right then.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I might get to see it, but I can't. It's unlikely.
I don't know who
that is at all. I'll have to Google that guy.
Who's the music? Or is that the music?
Mikey Madison is not a guy.
Is it a singer?
Oh, I don't enjoy him at all.
I don't know who that is either. I'm assuming by the name Morgan, he's got to be a country singer.
Absolutely. Okay. He was the one that they kicked off the show a few seasons ago because he decided instead of following COVID protocols, he would make out with drunk women in a bar.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, this is someone who won awards for acting in a movie called Anora.
Oh, I saw that one, awards.
Yep.
I did not see
this
movie.
This is one of the winners of said award. Perhaps best actress. I can't recall.
Gotcha. I hear what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Sweet. I feel like I learned something. Show hasn't even started yet.
It says she was in Scream. I have to imagine that is a long time sequel. It's like Scream 6
or some sort of current series, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Or the new Scream with Jenna Ortega and that sort of situation. Nev Campbell shows back up and I don't know. I don't follow the franchise. I haven't watched it since the original.
It looks like Nev Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette are all in there.
Nice.
That's no Drew Barrymore.
But yeah, Jenna Ortega and Mikey Madison.
I do love me some Jenna Ortega though.
Yeah, she was just on Colbert.
Seems all right.
It was very entertaining. I very much liked her.
Oh my goodness, Ray. I went and watched the Daily Show, Paul Rudd. I was in tears.
Yep.
Holy smokes, was that a great... He didn't even bother to promote anything.
No.
He just did a 9-minute bit with John about perineum infections.
But they see too many...
Is
it advertisement for some medication?
Oh, they just railed on it just the whole time. It was one of the funniest things I've seen in some time. I was laughing out loud at work.
Nice.
It was great. I rarely watch the interviews on The Daily Show. I usually just watch John's monologue on Mondays, but this was well worth the time. I want to watch it again. It was so good. And I may do that later.
Was it better than Cats?
It was much better than Cats. I'll see it over and over again.
Because, man, Cats is a downer.
It really was awful. Whew. I left at intermission.
It's just not good.
It wasn't.
All right, you want to get this episode rolling?
Why? Sure.
Yes, I do.
I didn't see who was in for the win. It was either Perandiac or Blue Wolf. I don't have any idea who.
I was paying no attention.
I looked over and they were both in.
They'll have to self-report.
Is typing.
He right, says he Blue was numero dos. All right, let's...
Dude, don't say things like that. You'll get yourself deported.
Ray better stop learning Spanish on Duolingo then.
Yep.
They'll be tracking Duolingo and be like, ah! Because it wouldn't occur to them that the Duolingo people, if they were here, would probably learn English, not Spanish,
right.
But they're not that smart, so.
They clearly are not.
You know, they'd get it wrong. I still think you should go for High Valyrian, but, you know. All right, Grace, True Believers, welcome to the 457th Magnum installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I got Ray. I got Ian. Ray's learning Spanish. How's it going?
Muy bueno.
I speak only English.
Mucho gusto.
Hail Trump.
This is the
you shower
come
a lot? What?
I don't know what's going on.
Donde está los biblioteca?
This whole episode's already down the toilet.
If I could strike one word out of the Spanish Duolingo, it would be biblioteca.
Yeah.
I've got that one down.
Yeah, for some reason, when they want to teach you Spanish, they're always really concerned you know where the library is. I'm like, if I'm in the middle of Madrid, you know what I don't care about? The library.
The library?
I don't need to go there. There's much cooler things, I'm sure, for me to see there. Like, if it's got really cool architecture, I might go by the outside. of the library. Sure.
But Craig, la biblioteca tiene dos computadoras.
Well, I've got a couple in my pocket, so that's okay. Anyway, this is the week of the 26th through April 2nd. What is the year? 2025. That's the year. And your 7-day 4-star crash. The Titans. This week you had Nova versus Falcon America.
Yes.
Probably.
Did you?
I'll probably be successful. I'll check back in and let you know someday.
Oh, you pew fingers and you know you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right.
You have champed.
Oh, you guys were right. Maria Hill's pretty good.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, she definitely got it done. I was impressed at she's a better character than I ever anticipated. And so was Blonde Widow as my opponent. Mm. That one drug out forever.
Yeah, I imagine.
You can't let her stun and heal herself, and it's drag.
Yeah, stun brush pass, I was just doomed.
Yeah. I don't know how you brush pass yourself, but here's this, you know, secret communication. Thanks, me.
Hooray, me. High five myself. Self five.
I brush myself. I want you to know. Next week, it is Ant-Man versus Teen Gene and a mystery guest.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Probably successful. He's a pretty good character.
Yeah.
You just got to get out onts, and you win.
So when it starts, you will have a 5-star. Will you match it? Or not a 5-star, a 5-way
yes,
match?
Yes, I do every time because I refuse to let her intimidate me. I'm like, no, ma'am, I am not playing that game. I will take this critical damage, and I will like it.
That's a long stun, though. That's like a 2-turn stun, I think. It might be longer. Could be 3, but I think it might be 2.
Yeah, I don't know how the AI that you're playing against is leveled. So it may not be as bad, but it probably is.
Right. Tread lightly.
But Ant-Man has been recently reworked, so his answer, you know, not too bad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Grow is pretty effective as well.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever use that one. I just get out ants and I'm happy with myself. Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. If you have not finished up Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D., go finish up your Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. I think you got a day left, maybe. And Simulator. That'll get you Psylocke, Fisto, and some Gorgon shards. Placement there is Vulture, and then some Black Panther shards.
Is that me, Fisto?
No, it's the new Daredevil.
It is? Okay, all right.
Okay, Lord of the Fist, Lord of the Dance, King of the Fist?
Yeah.
That's what it is. King of the Fist. The Space Ghost season is still going. Right now it is Cover Squirrel, get you Squirrel Girl, Black Knight, Bubbles, and some Heimdall. In the news, all I have is boss event info. Apparently we are back to fighting Avengers versus Ultron.
Ooh, nice.
Starting tomorrow. They say, reminder, please note there will only be regular versions until further notice of the boss event. Let's see, what do we got? Deadpool, Ronin, and it looks like Wadawick are boosted here and there. And then there's a whole slew of required characters for your perusal, the new ones being Wadawick and Fisto. So I'll play that tomorrow.
That's awesome.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
For anyone not in the know, Wadawick is the new 5-star Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I got for the news, really.
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
It's been pretty quiet here in town. I was in Pittsburgh yesterday for some training. That was fun.
Oh, that does sound not fun.
I was very tired when I finally, you know, got the drive home, but traffic in the city, you know, around rush hour is terrible, but.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds like it's not for winning.
Yeah, so that wasn't fun. So it took me, I don't know, 3.5 hours to get home, but.
No.
Yeah. Because no one knows how to drive through tunnels. They live in a town which has tunnels all over the place, and yet they all feel the need to drive 10 miles an hour through the tunnel. And then you break into sunlight on the other side of the tunnel, everyone's straight back to 70 miles an hour. I'm like, why don't we just stay the normal speed through the tunnel?
It's a tunnel, dude. What are we going to do? Just maintain our speed? That's crazy.
Stay in your lane and maintain your speed. It's just like being outside because you're not supposed to leave your lane or slow down there either.
Well, maybe if they put up signs that said maintain your speed and stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Right, that could help. Or maybe if they explained it condescendingly like Craig and said, hey guys, it's like outside, but with a roof. Yeah. Just keep going.
Man, I hate that. Every time I get to the squirrel hole tunnel, I'm like, why? Why? All right, well, Willie, then what do you have in a mailbag?
Well, I don't know. I feel that we should mention there was some sad news in the graphic that Chairman Meow had to be bid farewell this week, and I never met Chairman Meow, but I'm sad.
I am too.
I did not even read the graphic.
Yeah.
I haven't got there yet. It wasn't that segment.
Oh man.
You wanted me to read ahead. Yeah, wow.
I'm sorry to hear that, Samurai.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. That's a good show.
What a downer, Ray.
You got to pay a little tribute, though. I mean,
yeah,
you do. 100%. We can still call you Buzz Killington. I'm just saying.
All right, on to the listener comments. We got a couple comments from Stinkbomb over on the subreddit. In response to last week's episode, he says, I have studied my Agrippa, but also, I do not fight left-handed.
Mm.
He also said, pity Flamor is the weakest Namor. That is sad. He says, Mr. Nimbus might be stronger as a 5-star. Now, Mr. Nimbus would be stronger as a 5-star, but it's also possible 3-star Namor would be more powerful once he's ascended. I don't know. Over on the, I never know what to call it, the 505 forums, TJ Jar Author said, This might be an out there idea, but I suspect that the spelling afoul is meant to be a reference not to Howard, but to the character whose comic he debuted in, Man-Thing. After all, Man-Thing is made of rotten plant material and would smell pretty foul. I like that idea, and yet somehow it wasn't Batroc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just genuine. That was a good hypothesis.
I was waiting for the.
I liked it.
I was waiting for the. You know who kicks garbage out to the curb? Batroc.
There you go. And in response to TJ's author's comment, Daz said, "I think we should all burn excitedly at the touch of this idea." You kids in your newfangled speech. I don't. However, he appreciated the comment, and so do I. So
sweet.
So yeah, there you go. That's it. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, Ray.
Ha!
In the board game bracket brought to you by Hammer Industries, AFI, a new sponsor.
I think it was Ian made the mistake of saying, do not sponsor this segment. So
someone sponsored the segment.
We got a sponsor.
Ray, who is the winner?
Well, who do you think? I know who
I want to be the winner, but...
Last week, the final, the board game... Battle of Battles came down to chess versus Trivial Pursuit. And let me tell you, it was pretty much a landslide. Trivial Pursuit by a mile.
Yes!
Wow!
I am stoked by that answer.
I am too, but I'm flabbergasted by it, so I like it less. I don't like not knowing things, and I don't like things going not the way I expected. It puts me ill at ease.
Very good.
Better than chess, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 77% of the vote.
Wow.
I know. Even I voted for chess, but I prefer Trivial Pursuit. It just didn't seem right to vote for Trivial Pursuit.
Dang, 77%. That's a landslide.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Way to topple the aristocracy. Trivial Pursuit does deserve to win.
So we will...
Praise the 51st state, Canada.
We will be updating the bracket. I don't know if anybody picked Trivial Pursuit as the winner. I don't know. I just don't know. But we'll try to get up to speed on that. See if anybody actually won anything.
Well, somebody was supposed to win something.
Yeah.
We just don't know who that is.
Nor will we ever.
Well, I hope we will find out.
But rest assured, hooray for them.
All right then. So there we go. Congratulations to Trivial
Pursuit. Wow.
Moving on then.
Thanks as always to longtime sponsor, Hammer Industries.
Once again though, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump you up. All right. This week, we got a little something different because as you may or may not know, it is a, Alliance event. Weekend, so there's no boosted information, but what we do have is a long-running segment, or dope, this week featuring some highlighted food that Samurai has assembled from ballparks around the nation as opening day is close upon us. I don't actually know when. Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow is opening day, yes.
Okay.
There you go. So in honor of opening day, Ray will share with me some foods, and I will pass judgment on them with my culinary know-how.
All right, and the judgment will be in the form of... or dope. All right, so let's start off at PNC Park. PNC Park will be having...
Yes. Oh, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Sure.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, they will be having Polish cannonballs. The Pirates are offering fried balls full of egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, and cheddar cheese.
Yeah. I totally buy that in Pittsburgh.
I guarantee I will craft a situation where Craig, wink, wink, talks me into going to a baseball game with him just so I can have Polish cannonballs. And it doesn't even have to be against the Mets. It can be any schlub team.
They kind of lose me at the bacon, but I mean, I would try them for sure.
Oh, no, it's more winning. Craig can sit an arm's length away with his gross Chickie and Pete fries, and I will eat these and be happy.
God, I love crab fries. They're so good.
Oh, nasty. So yeah, this is a dope with dope dipping sauce.
Nice.
Oh.
Number two is, I don't know, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, Dakin Minute Maid Park. Who plays there?
The Houston Astros.
Okay. They are introducing Daddy Mac Dog. Houston gives us a... Oh, it says right there. Houston gives us a foot-long hot dog topped with brisket, mac and cheese, and fried pickles.
I'm there for it. I don't know why I'm greeting it with some skepticism, because all of those ingredients said yes.
It just,
hot dog? Yeah. Foot-long? Yeah. Brisket? Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese? Yeah, buddy. Fried pickles? This guy. So I look at it, and then I'm like, maybe not.
It seems like a bit much.
Can't eat that. Yeah, I can't eat that with my hands. I'm going to have to fork and knife it. It's hard to do in my chair. I don't love it.
You got a two-fist
that
day.
But I really want to try it. What's up?
You got a two-fist that day.
Yeah, I got it. Got to cradle it with one hand and kind of work it with the other.
That's right.
That makes sense. Now I definitely want to try it.
All right, number three.
I'll give it a tentative with some skepticism.
That's a part of Texas okay. I have not been to. I've not been to Houston.
That's true. Neither have I.
No.
All right. This time I'm going to pay attention to the graphics, and it tells me that Citizens Bank Park, home of the Phillies, is going to have s'mores quesadillas.
Yeah.
Nutella, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumble, stuffed in a tortilla, and topped with chocolate sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's by definition of the name being Cheesedilla.
Yeah.
I'm disturbed by the lack of cheese in this dish.
Yeah, but I'm not, because that would just throw it off.
I'm not. Yeah.
They could have used cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I see that. I'd try that in lieu of marshmallow.
Or
maybe,
maybe some mascarpone.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, I think that's the winner. I think you put some mascarpone in there.
Instead of marshmallow. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
This sounds like a great concept, and it's very workable.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to give it an
I'm gonna pause it and say that if you're curious, the graphic will be on PuzzleWarriors3.com when the show goes live tomorrow. You can get the graphic in Discord right now, and there are images for all of these if you're curious. So number four, Rogers Center, and I can't make out what that cap is.
That is, you have been there.
Oh, is it Toronto?
That's a Toronto.
That is the
Blue
home of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay, well, the colors make sense then, too. So at Rogers Center, cotton candy fries, it's exactly what it says on the label. It looks like French fries with some sort of
blue sauce
on it, and then a wad of cotton candy on top.
Yeah,
I mean, I like fries. I like cotton candy.
I'm gonna be bold and say I'm gonna hit that with a fistful of sea salt, and it's gonna be amazing.
Mm. I like where you're going.
I'm trying it. I wouldn't recommend it for the faint of heart. I'm already disgusted that I'm so excited to try it, but.
All right.
So I'm not sure that that's going to sit right on anybody's palate, but it's so novel. It's an easy sell for me.
Sure.
That's a yes.
Over to Globe Life Field. I got nothing.
I had no idea until Samurai posted That apparently is the name of the stadium in Arlington nowadays. That is the Texas Rangers.
Okay. They're going to have the Hurtado Big Papa Potato. Stuffed with butter, cheddar cheese, and Hurtado's shredded brisket. Topped with sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. I do like sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
I love sweet Baby Ray's!
That right there. Again, that's something you can't eat with your hands at all.
No.
You had me a Big Papa, and I just loved it after that. This is the best of the bunch so far. I didn't think you could do better than a Polish cannonball, but I love it when you call me Big Papa.
So, Ian, is this part of a big Dominican lunch?
Oh, you get this. You get the mofongo. You get the pollo quesafritas.
Spicy quesafritas.
You get the chicharrones.
Big Dominican lunch.
Big Dominican lunch. Hurtado Big Papa Potato. Oh, Christmas. That's gold.
That's funny stuff.
All right. What else we got?
Number six. They're renaming all these fields. I don't know where Wrigley Field is.
Well, that's the one that's name has never changed. That's in Chicago.
That was the joke. I am aware.
Okay.
Home of the Cubs. It is the Jibarito Sandwich. It is roast beef, garlic butter, lettuce, tomato, and garlic aioli tucked between two smashed and fried plantains.
Oh.
I'm out.
Interesting.
Kind of like the mofongo.
It is.
You lost me a plantain. I'm not a plantain guy.
Pollo queso fritas. Jibaritos. Hurtado Big Papa Potato.
Big Papi.
Yeah, this is, again, it seems unique to this situation. None of the ingredients sound appealing to me, but honestly, I'd give it a try. I'm not going to give it an but I'd give it a yes.
I mean, it's really garlicky, so I'm on board. It's roast beef main meal, so that's good. But man, plantain.
Yeah, garlic butter. I don't know if I'll smash fried plantain, but I don't know. Maybe I'm willing to try. I'm definitely willing to try.
Oh my, look at this
monstrosity.
Yeah, look at this thing. The St. Paul Saints of the AAA International League presents the Land of 10,000 Calories. Hmm. A 6 foot long all beef hot dog topped with smoked pulled pork, mac and cheese, jalapenos, and fried onion topping. It's $145, feeds 10 to 12. Delivered to your seats. How do they deliver a 6 foot long all beef hot dog covered in all that to your seat?
I got a cart.
So let me tell you where the disadvantage comes. I am predisposed, meaning I went into this. I hate novelty food. I hate novelty sized food. So that's right away. I'm furious that it even exists. And because it conceptually, other than the novelty of it, it's fine.
Like if you got a normal sized hot dog topped with pulled pork, mac and cheese, jalapenos, and some of those French's
fried onion things, fried crunchy onions. Yeah. That sounds so good. But 6 feet of it, that's no stop.
And I bet that the people who order that, I bet they very much challenge the fact that it feeds 10 to 12.
Oh, for sure.
I'm willing to bet the people ordering this, it feeds 3 to 4.
Yikes!
Yeah, that's so much. That's so awful. That's so Minnesota.
Baron Diak said he'd order two for you, Ian.
Oh, that is. I feel like that's just it's so on brand for Minnesota that they would do that sort of boo, not boo to Minnesota, just boo to this thing for shame. Giant novelty hot dog. Yeah. So let's talk about the Hurtado Big Papa Potato. That thing looks so good, stuffed with butter, cheese, briskets topped with sweet Baby Ray's. Oh man, that just reading that and looking at the picture, I have just the biggest smile on my face. I'm so ashamed at how excited I am about food. I'm such a pig.
And you
now I'm gonna have a shame spiral. Come and get me in the next second.
Okay. Well, that is it. So there you have it, this week's episode of More Dope.
Nice. Oh, thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, we're in that segment. Mystify.
Ian, hit us with your segment.
All right. Back to the monotone movie quotes. Once again, I will present you with a quote that I will do my best to read with no inflection or anything other than my driest tone.
you will tell me for 1 point who spoke it, and for an additional point what movie it occurred. Again, you guys are able to police yourselves. How much time do you think you guys deserve before the audience participates?
I don't need a whole lot of blank space, really. If I'm waiting too long, I'm not getting it.
I'm thinking like 3 seconds.
I mean, we could both just say pass.
I was going to say 5, but sure.
Yeah, by the time they type it in, no, that's okay. All right, well then let's get started. Are you guys ready for number one?
Let's do it, Doug.
I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky.
Nope. It was Father Ding. It was the father of Indiana Jones in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Sean Connery's character. I can't remember the name, but Dr. Jones.
Craig, I'll let you be the judge.
Sure, give it to him.
Okay, yes. It was said by Henry Jones Sr.
Henry, yes.
Yeah. He named the dog Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't remember Henry, though.
Right. So,
Illinois Jones.
Yeah, so there's Ray, 2 points.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Number two. Dork, if God made you do it that way, you'd all be peeing in your faces.
And I'm bad at this game.
It does sound vaguely familiar, but I'm going to pass.
It's got to be from, like, 16 Candles or a John Hughes film.
Dork, if God made you do it that way, you'd all be peeing in your faces.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
All right, that sounds like a double pass, if anybody knows it. It's definitely, it's one I guarantee you guys have seen, but it's definitely a more challenging of the three.
Samurai's typing, so.
I know, that's why I'm giving it just a second in case he...
Uh-oh, Samurai stopped typing.
Yep, he's given up. He's too distraught. All right, I'm going to reveal the answer in 3, 2, 1. That was spoken by Brand in The Goonies when he's explaining how the statue was upside down.
Oh, Thanos said that.
Yes. Yes. Gurney Halleck did indeed say that. All right. It's 2 for Ray. We're down to our final question of the evening. I was the first angel, loved once above all others, a perfect love, but like all true loves, one day it withered on the vine.
Ding, I know the movie. It's Viggo Mortensen playing Lucifer in Prophecy.
2 points for Ray.
How did Craig not get that before me?
Well, I do. I assumed it was Prophecy, but I couldn't think of the actor.
Oh, you just needed Lucifer. That was the character who spoke it.
Oh, all right. Well, my bad.
And it was indeed Viggo Mortensen.
I was trying to make, what's his name, say it, and then I tried Gabriel, Chris Walken, trying to make him say it, and yeah, I'm like, they didn't say that. What angel? Oh, first angel.
Yeah, first angel, Lucifer, the Lightbringer.
Yeah, he had all sorts of excellent lines in that.
Oh, I should watch.
Little Tommy Daggett, I loved your prayers, and then you ran to your bed and jumped in, so scared I was under there. And I was.
I need to go watch those movies again.
That is one of the best portrayals of Lucifer.
You're right. I agree. They hold up, I think. At least, well, as long as you know what you're getting into.
With the sequels?
The first two are coherent. Like, the first one's excellent. The second one is pretty coherent. The third one gets real bad.
Which is the one in Europe? The weird European one.
That's
is that four?
Like four.
That brought it back a little. One,
yeah, it did, because it took a weird turn. Yeah. Yep, it took like a weird dark turn, and I don't think I've ever seen Forsaken.
Oh, boy. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to consult my stack of movies. I think I have them all.
Is now the time to walk over to your movies? Perhaps not.
It is. Hold on.
You lost 0-4. I would suggest that it might not be.
Oh, Jason Lee is in them?
Oh, huh. Great. That's
I've never seen that.
That's in a whole different section.
Tony Todd? Wow. I might have to watch that. It's got to be horrible, though, right?
What's that?
Prophecy Forsaken?
Oh, yeah, I'm skeptical, but I also need to watch it. So, if that happens, I'll let
Perdiac
you know.
Says, I've never seen Prophecy, so I'll add it to the list. The first one is really,
so good.
Really, really good.
Yeah, first one's a real gem.
Yes, it turns out I have a box set, which is all the Prophecies and all the Hellraisers in one box.
Oh, see, my box set is just a 5 films-in-1 Prophecy complete set.
Yeah, I have those, and then it also has Hellraiser 3, Hellraiser Hellseeker, Bloodline, Deader, Inferno, and Hellworld. Wow, I didn't even know those movies existed.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm skeptical that 4 of those even exist.
My Prophecy box set is the first movie, Prophecy.
Yeah.
Nice. Good choice.
It's a solid movie.
Yeah.
How did I manage that?
No one knows.
Longest show ever. Congratulations, Ray. No measure. Where are we at, Craig? What are we doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to... Oh, my God! Why, please stop throwing things off my desk into the garbage can. I'm having technical difficulties here at the moment. Jesus. Like, I knocked my whole glass of water somehow into my garbage can, and then some USB sticks. Well,
thank goodness it went in the garbage can. That could have gone way worse, I imagine.
Well, except that it was then followed up by some USB sticks and things that also fell in there, and now they're wet, and it's a mess.
How big is your garbage can?
Well, it's like a kitchen-sized garbage can, but it's right here beside my desk. Anyway, no one sponsors this segment. Magnified, that was who it was.
Yep.
Ian, you got Steam open.
Yeah, you gave me like 48 minutes to get it ready, dude, of course. Right. You took a tour, you took us on like a low-budget Cribs. It's awesome. Oh, man, that's what I get.
You got a rock?
North Star.
Oh.
Up north.
I got a rock.
I got a bunch of bonus shards for my 4-star. That made me feel a little better.
All right, by the time Namor gets out of here, I'm going to have so many of these tokens, but I'm still opening one. I need to get more Gorgon. It's not a Gorgon. It is a 4-star. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Invisibility.
I'm going to open 5 of these. Dr. Gabong. Captain Britain. She's a character. India Spider-Man. Like, oh, kind of new. Oh, Kingpin. He's good on that TV show. Oh, and the greatest character of all time, Dazzler.
Hooray!
There you go. I love me some Dazzler.
Blue Wolf has suggested a title episode, or episode title for us, so. Low-budget Cribs.
I think that was most episodes of Cribs. The show didn't really have a lot going for it.
This is where the magic happens.
Totally.
Thanks to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network. The podcast network is the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can find this show along with a lot of other excellent podcasts. Again, we're at the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No, I'm doing well. Thank you.
No. It snowed today a little bit. That was sad.
Yeah, I didn't love that. That was weird.
Yeah.
I thought we were done with that.
I got my knees injected today, so I'll be able to walk over the weekend. That'll be nice.
Ooh.
That sounds classy.
Yeah. That's useful. Useful stuff. How's your foot?
93%. Still all right. Hurts so a you bit, should, you, but it's yeah, way but better.
That's walkable, though. So you, oh, you, yeah. You're, all right. You're good, then. All good. All right, thanks everybody for joining us. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray into Willie's mailbag, and we'll talk about them here next week. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner and buy yourself something there. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't lose your head to gain a minute. You need your head. Your brains are in it. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.